first today, we're going to spend about 8 or 10 minutes with VPR reporter Peter Hirschfeld. Pete's been covering news out of the Upper Valley related to immigration, protest, and how the town of Hartford has been grappling with its official stance on what it means to be, quote, a welcoming city. Pete, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Jane.
All right, so can you set this up by taking us back a little bit to understand why Hartford has been discussing this welcoming city ordinance and what the original intention of that ordinance is?
I think there are a lot of people in Vermont who are very uncomfortable and in some cases horrified by the immigration policy they see being advanced by President Donald Trump and his administration. And without any obvious ways to insinuate themselves in the federal policy discussion, right, it's tough to kind of have any influence over the machinations of Immigrations and Customs Enforcement or Border Patrol. But they do have an avenue for action through local politics, municipalities. And so I think in a broad sense, this is about people thinking nationally and acting locally. And what we've seen in Hartford is the coalition of a group of immigrant advocates who have found that they have a critical mass of numbers there. They're rallying together. They're coordinating their activities in a way that has won them some pretty significant political influence in Hartford. And they're using that influence to push for an ordinance or municipal policy that would limit or prohibit altogether collaboration between local police officers and federal immigration authorities.
All right. So this is an ordinance that's been proposed. It's been worked on, but there's been a lot of tension, particularly between what some advocates would like the city to be saying and what city officials are saying is actually legal or what they can do that would be what they say is the best way to approach this.
That's right. So advocates were very excited and felt like they'd won a huge victory when the select board put forward what they called a welcoming city ordinance. And this is a policy that's modeled after something that was passed in Chicago. And what it says, or the key part of what it says as far as the advocates are concerned, is that it would explicitly prohibit local officials, including police officers, and that's really who this ordinance is aimed at, from sharing information about a person's immigration and citizenship status with federal immigration authorities. And the idea here is this would prevent local cops from abetting or participating in efforts by federal immigration authorities to arrest and deport people who are in the community illegally. There are municipal officials who say, look, we are with you in spirit. We share your cause. Here's the problem. Federal law explicitly prohibits us from restricting that kind of communication. It's a federal code known as 1373. They proposed a workaround. They said, look, we'll allow this policy to allow for information sharing of immigrationship status and citizenship status. But in the same policy, we're going to say that Hartford police officers are prohibited from asking people about their immigration and citizenship status. So it's like you can share it, but that doesn't matter because you're not going to have that information in the first place. And they felt like this was kind of an elegant workaround, these federal guardrails that they were having to deal with. The advocates, though, are not having it. They say they don't believe that Hartford police officers will refrain from asking about immigration status, and they say the only way to provide real protections is to flout 1373 and restrict information sharing about immigration and citizenship status. Sorry, that's a bit of a mouthful there.
It is a bit of a mouthful. I would recommend anybody who hasn't heard Pete Hirschfeld's piece on this from a week ago to listen, because you can hear people talking about this in their own words. And Pete, it was a really fascinating story that you did. And of course, you know, these kinds of city meetings and conversations are not happening in a vacuum. There's all of this actual stuff happening around the country, and it came to the area as well. Purported arrests in Hartford and in Lebanon, New Hampshire, of people who Immigration and Customs Enforcement said didn't have proper documentation. What is known about that?
So during the later part of July and the early part of August, U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokespeople have confirmed that Border Patrol arrested 18 individuals in the Upper Valley and they were arrested for not having documentation that they were in the country legally. And you know, 18 people – Hartford is not a huge town, so that's a significant number of people to be caught up in this kind of sweep. And it has only intensified the push from advocates to get this ordinance in place. Now, the sweep that we just referenced, local police officers, we should be very clear about and emphasize, played no role that we know of whatsoever in those arrests. And so on one hand, it shows some people say this really shows the need to get an ordinance like this in place. On the other hand, it shows the extent to which federal immigration authorities can act on their own to advance the objectives that they're coming from the top level in ways that local police have nothing to do with whatsoever.
Would a welcoming city ordinance in either iteration have done anything to affect the actions of federal authorities?
I think the answer to that is no. I can't think of anything that local police could have done or would have done that would have prevented that from happening.
And some pro-immigration activists are suggesting that perhaps these raids, these arrests were not a coincidence given the conversation that's been happening around immigration in Hartford. Is there any evidence of that?
I haven't seen any. I haven't seen anybody else report any. And so that would be pure speculation at this point that this was somehow kind of a punitive measure perpetrated by ICE, knowing the conversation that's going on in Hartford right now.
When information about these arrests came out, many people were upset and there was a protest and there were further arrests. Can you describe what happened?
Yeah. About 200 protesters gathered in Hartford and White River Junction to protest the arrests that had happened earlier that month, but B, to say, look, if anybody needed more evidence that now is the time to act at a local level to show that we are uncomfortable with and are going to actively push back against these kinds of immigration policies, this is the time. You know, I've talked with some select board members who it's tough to overstate how on board they are with the sentiment that the advocates are articulating. Simon Dennis, who's the select board chairman, had a quote recently in which he referred to Border Patrol as an inhumane and cruel organization. So they're there, right? They're with these folks. What they're saying is, if we're going to have a policy that means something, then we need to have a policy that has force of law. And if we adopt a policy that violates federal code, not only will we be out of compliance with federal law, we'll also be noncompliant with state law, because state law says any ordinance that flouts 1373, this federal code, will be abolished upon its being approved by a local board. So they're saying we want to get to where the advocates want to get us, but we need to do it in a way that acknowledges the legal nuances involved in this debate. And if we don't acknowledge those, then we can pass something that's going to make everybody feel good, but it's not going to amount to anything from a policy perspective.
Are the people who are pushing for a firmer stance, Rise Upper Valley, people who are really worried about the targeting of immigrants and people who don't have proper documentation, are they likely to be satisfied by that approach?
There's been no indication that they would be satisfied by that approach. And one of the arguments they go back to is that we have circuit court rulings at this point that say 1373 is unconstitutional, that it runs afoul of the 10th Amendment, which is sort of designed to let states be the masters of their own policy destiny. But that ruling has not made it to the Supreme Court yet. And I've talked to some legal experts who say so long as the high court has yet to overturn that rule and to affirm the Ninth Circuit's decision that this is an unconstitutional law, it still has force of law and we can't just disregard that.
So what happens now in this whole conversation?
Well, the select board at the last meeting where it took this up on July 30th ultimately decided to table a vote on the proposal, the Welcoming City Ordinance. And before they did that, there were a number of select board members who said, we want to vote for this original proposal, the one that openly flouts 1373, notwithstanding all the concerns of town officials and legal experts that have warned us against doing that. It doesn't look like RISE Vermont or their members are going to ever get to a place where they're happy with the revised Welcoming City Ordinance. There are some indications, though, that perhaps select board members will come around to seeing to a yes vote on the ordinance as it stands now.
And are you going to continue to follow this story?
VPR will be there.
Excellent. Peter Hirschfeld is a VPR reporter based in Montpelier. He will be on this story as it evolves. Thanks very much for talking with us, Pete.
Thank you, Jane.